BBC News with Neil Nunes. Hours after an error at Amazon's cloud computing service caused disruption to large parts of the internet, users are continuing to report problems. Major sites and apps have been affected. Amazon says it has fixed the underlying issue. Joe Tidy explains.
It's all down to something called DNS, which stands for Domain Name System. There was some sort of a code change to the DNS system that they use in a Virginia data center at Amazon. It's one of the biggest in the world, actually, and it's so much of the world's internet traffic flows through that data center. And when things go wrong, like, for example, with DNS, what it means is that the computers around the world can't access the online services.
In Washington, demolitions began in part of the east wing of the White House in preparation for the construction of President Trump's new ballroom. On Monday, construction crews tore down massive chunks of a covered entryway and windows in the east wing. More from Peter Bowes.
The extent to which the east wing of the White House will be torn down to make way for the new ballroom isn't clear, but crews have been seen using cranes and other heavy equipment to remove large sections of the building. President Trump previously said the $250 million ballroom would be near the existing structure, but would not change it. In a social media post, Mr. Trump confirmed that ground had been broken and that, as he put it, the big, beautiful White House ballroom would be completely separate from the White House itself.
An interim report into the crash of a funicular in the Portuguese capital Lisbon last month, which killed 16 people, has said the cable which linked the two carriages was defective. The report also said the company which supervised and maintained the funicular did not do its work properly. From Lisbon, Alison Roberts.
The body that investigates rail accidents had already confirmed that the main cable connecting the two carriages had given way. Now, in a long-awaited report, it states that this particular cable had not been certified for use, did not meet the specifications of the public transport company, and was not suitable for the mechanism in this and one other of Lisbon's three funiculars. The investigators found flaws in the process by which the cable was acquired and in the company's internal control processes.
The Israeli football club Maccabi Tel Aviv has said it will decline any tickets offered for its away match in England against Aston Villa next month, even if the decision to ban its fans is overturned. Last week, football safety officials informed the Birmingham club that they would not allow Maccabi fans. Birmingham police say local officials chose to ban the club's supporters based on intelligence and past incidents, including violence when the team played in Amsterdam last year. World News from the BBC. A US appeals court has ruled that President Trump can send National Guard troops into the city of Portland in Oregon, despite objections from local leaders. It's a big win for Mr. Trump as he seeks to deploy military forces to Democrat areas. An American journalist who was chased by Israeli settlers as they attacked Palestinians in the occupied West Bank has told the BBC he fears a sham investigation. Jasper Nathaniel filmed a masked settler clubbing an elderly Palestinian woman over the head. We get more from Tom Bateman.
Most of the town of Turmasai's residents are Palestinian Americans, and Mr. Nathaniel, a US citizen, later asked for help from the US Embassy in Jerusalem, but says an official told him they were not in a position to protect him nor the residents. The town has been a repeated focus for gangs of Israeli settlers attempting to drive Palestinians from their land. Israeli police are understood to be looking into the attack, but Mr. Nathaniel said he had little confidence in what he described as sham investigations.
Activists in Nigeria say police have arrested 13 people who joined protests calling for the release of the detained separatist leader Nnamdi Kanu. Among those arrested are Mr. Kanu's brother and his lawyer. Earlier, police fired tear gas to disperse the demonstrators in the capital, Abuja. The ghostwriter of Virginia Giuffre's posthumous memoir, which details her allegations of sexual assault against Prince Andrew, has called on him to explain everything he knows about Jeffrey Epstein's crimes. Amy Wallace told the BBC the private jets Epstein travelled on had been remodelled to include many bedrooms and were designed as flying trafficking agents. In Nobody's Girl, Miss Giuffre said she feared she might die a sex slave at the hands of the convicted sex offender. BBC News.